This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ethiopia's government Friday denied blocking humanitarian aid to its northern Tigray region, where hundreds of thousands face starvation, and said it's rebuilding infrastructure amid accusations it's using hunger as a weapon. Ethiopian forces and troops from neighboring Eritrea had driven out last year the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPFL, but they returned to the regional capital, Mekelle, this week to cheering crowds in a dramatic reversal of 8 months of war. The Ethiopian government declared a unilateral ceasefire, which the TPFL dismissed as a joke. There are reports of continued clashes in some places as pressure builds internationally for all sides to pull back. The United Nations said in early June at least 350,000 people in Tigray face famine. The U.S. Agency for International Development last week estimated the number at 900,000. Hundreds of Iraqis protested in Baghdad on Friday over worsening power and water cuts as temperatures exceeded 50 degrees Celsius in some parts of Iraq. Power went out completely across most of the country before dawn in some of the worst shortages this year. Some main grid electricity had returned to Baghdad by the afternoon. The sky over the Iraqi capital clouded with smog after sunrise as homes ran their diesel-fueled generators for much longer periods than usual. Power from Iraq's main grid suffers year-round from hours-long cuts each day, but the shortages worsen during the hot summer months when temperatures regularly reach 50 degrees and households rely on air conditioning. Iraqis blame a government which relies on energy imports from Iran and which they say has failed to develop Iraq's own grid to serve its population. This is VOA News. Officials said Friday all U.S. and NATO troops have left the biggest airbase in Afghanistan, moving closer to the complete withdrawal of foreign forces from the country after two decades of war. Bagram Air Base served as the center for U.S.-led operations in the rugged country, where the long war against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies started in 2001 following September 11 attacks. A U.S. defense official confirmed their departure, while the Taliban said it welcomed and supported the latest phase of troop pullout. The U.S. military and NATO are in the final stages of winding up involvement in Afghanistan, bringing home an unspecified number of remaining troops by a deadline of September 11th. The Taliban have launched relentless offensive across Afghanistan in the past 2 months. They've taken dozens of districts as Afghan security forces have largely consolidated their power in the country's major urban areas. Tokyo Olympics organizers warned Friday they were prepared to hold the games behind closed doors as virus cases rise, leaving ticket holders in limbo just 3 weeks before the opening ceremony. Organizers decided last month to set a limit of 10,000 domestic fans, or half of each venue's capacity for Olympic events. But a rebound in COVID-19 cases in Tokyo has sparked fears that spectators could spread infections, with the government expected to extend antivirus measures covering the capital. Japan's virus outbreak has been comparatively mild, with only around 15,000 deaths. But experts warn another wave of cases could stretch medical services as the games begin. Just over 11% of the population is fully vaccinated. Russia on Friday reported nearly 700 new coronavirus deaths, a record number of pandemic-related fatalities over a 24-hour period for the fourth day in a row. Russia, the fifth worst-hit country in the world, is battling a surging outbreak driven by the highly infectious Delta variant and worsened by a lagging vaccination drive. The surge in infections prompted President Vladimir Putin again this week to urge Russians to get inoculated in a televised phone-in session with the nation. But in spite of the worsening caseload and repeated fatality records, officials have pressed ahead with large in-person events, including Euro 2020 football fixtures in Russia's second city of St. Petersburg. Organizers say Spain versus Switzerland quarterfinal later Friday will go ahead despite the surge in infections in front of thousands of spectators. And Britain said on Friday it's received 6 million applications to its settlement program for European Union nationals before the June 30th deadline, including a surge of more than 400,000 in the last month. EU citizens who can prove they were living in Britain before December 31st last year retain the right to work, study, and access benefits. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.